Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm a baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And you'll get to, if you do it this week, and you'll get the rest of the resource, I'm sorry, the resolution articles that I'm writing. But if you make a note in the comments section that you'd like to have the ones that have gone before, we'll send you those too. You can have all of them. And a lot of people say that they print them out and put them in a little binder and go back and work off of them and use them to you know, kind of do a little better job of managing their businesses. And I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll use these to your advantage, because that's what I do these for. So you can do a better job of managing your small business, so that you can do a better job of operating and selling more things and collecting more money and making more profits and being more financially successful. And also being more successful in your life. And so today I want to talk about, and I'm going to be doing this week, what I call management New Year resolutions. And I've already talked about financial resolutions. I've already talked about human resources resolutions in the 2 weeks prior to this. This week's going to be about management issues. And there are a lot of different things we could talk about, but what I've tried to focus on this time, and by the way, the management issues are actually going to be two parts. I'll probably be talking about this next week as well. The articles are actually broken down into two different articles, because there are so many different things to talk about. The first resolution is one that you might not have thought about before, even though you've heard me talk about it on the show with some of our guests before. And here it is, resolution number one, management resolution number one. I resolve to find out if there are any us versus them attitudes in my company and eradicate that organizational cancer by creating and maintaining an environment built on trust. Now, how do you find out if any of your team members or any of your teams in your organization have this disease, this us versus them disease? Well, left unattended, or in the absence of positive and proactive management, any organization will sprout fiefdoms, just like a neglected garden will sprout weeds. It's some kind of a natural law. Now, do you know what a fiefdom looks like? Well, a fiefdom is where either a person or a department or a team decides that what they're doing is more important than what the next group is doing. The accounting department is more important than the sales department, and the warehouse is more important than the purchasing department, or the sales department is more important than some other department. And every little group, it's human nature to build little walls around what you've established and to sort of claim a territory. It's human nature. Look at history. Look at the history of humanity, and you'll see that it's human nature for all of us to want to build little walls around what we've built and to protect those against all comers, against all invaders. But when that happens inside of an organization, when that happens inside of a small business, and the accounting department gets the idea, or the purchasing department, or the when I say department, folks, this could be one person. It doesn't have to be six people or 10 people. It could be one person. I've seen this many times where each department had one person in it. There was one purchasing agent, one accountant, one salesperson, one warehouse manager, and that one person even, but sometimes it's multiple persons in these departments. But each one of those areas, each one of those disciplines gets the idea that they're the most important. And what happens is when somebody in another department needs something from them, they give them a hard time. They don't provide the kind of service that they should because, well, for one thing, maybe the person asking the question is going to put them out of their way. It's going to make them have to go out of their way a little bit. Or it could be that the person who has built this fiefdom just wants to jerk people around, just wants to let the other person know that they've got a little power, they've got a little control, and they can control you if they want to. Have you seen this before? I have. I call it fiefdoms. You won't see that term probably in a management book, but I call it little fiefdoms, and they're dangerous. And what you have when you have fiefdoms in your company is that's where you get the us versus them attitude. And a manager of a department like that or a division like that will build that attitude in his or her employees, the people who report to them, who work in those departments, the accounts receivable person who's been hired to help out the accountant will assume that attitude, will get that attitude. And I've seen it build up and to the point to where sometimes it's the tail wagging the dog. That division, that department is wagging the whole company, and nobody can be productive because of that one situation. So what you have to do, folks, is you have to do something that R.K.C. and Cuddy talks about in his book. He and Thomas Stedding wrote the book called Built on Trust. You've got to build trust in your organization. And the way you do that is you prevent these fiefdoms from building up, and you make sure that when someone says that they're going to do something, they're going to deliver some information, they're going to be at a certain place, whatever it might be, that everybody does that or explains to the person when it doesn't happen, why it's not going to happen, and when it will happen. And everybody is focusing on the same goal, and that's the goal that the owner, the ultimate owner, the CEO of the company, the leaders of the company have determined is where the overall company is going. And everybody is focused on the goal of the company, not the goal of the fiefdom, not the goal of the division. You can have departmental goals, but those goals should aggregate for the entire company. And when you find fiefdoms in your organization, you won't be successful until you get rid of them. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. More to come after these messages.
Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus and aiming.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. We're talking about resolutions, management resolutions. And I want to say one last thing about the us versus them attitude. If you have us versus them attitudes in your company, if you have fiefdoms, guess whose fault it is? Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. It's your fault. If you own the company and there are fiefdoms that are built up in your company, if there are us versus them attitudes in your company, it's your fault. You've allowed that to happen. You got to nip these things. As Barney said to Andy on the Andy Griffith Show, you got to nip these things in the bud. You got to stop them before they happen. You got to make sure you hire people who are not likely. Of course, you're going to be hiring humans, so it's human's nature. It's the human nature to be this way. For a lot of folks, it's easier for some people than others. But you got to make sure, try to hire good people who are less likely to be that way, who are more likely to be team players, people who are capable of understanding how what they do aggregates for the good of the whole, for the goal of the company. But whenever you see this happening, you've got to nip it in the bud, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you don't have any us versus them attitudes in your company. All right, now I want to talk about resolution number two. I resolve to learn as much as I can about trends and new developments that, whether threats or opportunity, will be part of my company's future. Okay. You've heard me talk about change before. You've heard me talk about the fact that there's not anything different under the sun today than, say, 10 years ago or 30 years ago, other than the velocity of change. Things were changing 10 years ago, 30 years ago. But what's happening today is things are changing quicker than they used to. They're changing much faster than they used to. And so in the old days, you could actually create something, a plan, a product, a strategy, whatever it might be. You could create something, and you could expect that strategy or whatever it is that you created for your business, you could expect it to last for at least a year, maybe 5 years. I lived in that world. I was part of that marketplace where I saw people come up with a great idea and then milk it for a long time. Well, those opportunities are much fewer these days. There are not that many these days because things are moving so fast. Technology is changing things so fast. And so many people are out there, smart people, looking around for new ways to find a niche, to find a little niche where they can be successful. And so what that does is that changes the marketplace more rapidly than it used to change. And so what you and I have to do is we have to make sure that we're keeping our eyes out for these things. Because some of these things that are happening, some of these things that are being done, that are being created, some of them are going to create opportunities for you and me. If we know about them, we can take advantage of those opportunities. If we don't know about them, then our competitor will take advantage of it before we do. Some of these things that are being created are threats to us. And if we don't know about the possibility of those threats, if we aren't capable of being a little visionary and looking out and seeing where these new developments could go, you know, imagine you're a buggy whip, it's 100 years ago, and you're in the buggy whip business, and you heard that somebody's starting to make, you heard there's somebody named Ford who start trying to mass produce automobiles. Well, as long as people are making, you know, one automobile a week in their factory, then, you know, your buggy whip business is probably going to be okay. But when Ford started turning out one a day and then one every hour, and he started selling them where anybody could afford them, you got to be figuring, you know, my buggy whip business might be numbered. And so you may be in the buggy whip business in 2005. Maybe the way you're thinking about your business might be the essentially a buggy whip. And so what you got to do is I'm talking about us too, I'm talking about me too. We've got to make sure that we're keeping our eyes open so that we see what's on the horizon out there. We see what's happening. We're plugged into the industry that we're in. We're not just living in our own little block, in our own little town, in our own little piece of the industry, not paying attention to what's going on out there. Folks, we've got to get our heads outside of our little towns, and we've got to see what's happening out there in the world. Because the things that are the threats and the opportunities that are coming at you and me are not coming at us just from across the street or just from across town. They're coming at us from across the state, across the country, and across the world. And the only thing more dangerous than a threat to your business or an opportunity that you didn't see, that you didn't take advantage of, is you thinking that you don't have any of those. But here's the thing to remember. Once you get used to looking a little farther down the road, it gets easier. And you'll actually I think you'll enjoy it. So be sure to pay attention to these things, folks. Just some things to think about. Quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages with a report from Baghdad. June Reed is going to be here, like she was on Friday, to tell us what happened during the election day and afterwards. Pretty excited about this one, folks. 29 After, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.